Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Knoxville Assistant City Manager Heather Usry to talk about city issues.
The Compatine Trail Project, that has been under work with the city for quite some time. Can you give us an update on the status of it and how far along it's come to this point?
We had hoped that this current year we would have started on the construction of the next phase, but we were held up with some easements that we were trying to gain. And so we recently received one of our final easements, and the council approved that. And so we will be hopefully moving forward next spring with the construction of the phase two of the Compatine Trail. Yeah, we're pretty excited that we'll be able to move forward finally with that.
Which portions would this lead to?
That will begin where it ends behind the hospital. We will begin on the other side of Highway 14, and it will go all the way to 5th Street.
Also, the city website, you of course rolled out a newer and updated version of the website. And how has that been received, and how has it worked in its first few weeks of operation?
We believe it's been going pretty well. One of the main components of it was for the internal side of being able to update it and the functionalities. And so definitely staff has seen an improvement and is enjoying the new version. We hope that residents are checking out the information on there. We're trying to keep it up to date as possible. And we would welcome their feedback as well on how they're enjoying the new site as well.
One of the keys, of course, to a successful website is making sure it stays up to date and remains interactive with the users, right?
That is correct. And yeah, that was one problem that we were having with the older version before. And so we hope with this rollout of the new website that is much better going forward.
Now, over at Old Park, the city has worked out a new lease agreement with Paws and Pals for the use of the dog park over there. They converted a baseball field, and their plan now is to make improvements to it to make it look less like a baseball diamond and more dog-friendly, right?
That's correct. Yeah, we've, over the years that since the dog park began construction over there, we've made small improvements, and we've seen a lot of usage of that dog park, and so it's pushed us to move forward with those improvements and make it a permanent place for the dog park.
One thing, of course, is the infield. Right now, it's been allowed to overgrow, but having been mostly a dirt infield, it's kind of uneven. They may be looking at resodding or at least reseeding in there.
That's correct. Yeah, Brandon Nimmers, the park and rec director, he has big plans, I think, moving forward to continue improving that space to make it into more of a permanent space for a dog park and look less like a ball field going forward.
And certainly I know a lot of dog users go there on a regular basis, and they seem to enjoy it, and it's nice to have a place to just turn your dog loose and let him run, right?
Yes, that's correct. Especially, people that don't have fenced-in backyards or have a small space, this is a place that they can go and let those dogs run. I know personally that we enjoy taking our dogs there, and the improvements, I think, the residents have definitely, we've heard a lot of feedback, and they are really appreciative of those improvements.
Since we're well into the autumn season now, a couple of things that people are starting to keep in mind. One, of course, is Beggar's Night. That'll be coming up at the end of the month. And has the city settled on a date for that yet?
Yes, it will be on Tuesday, October 30th from 6 to 8 p.m.
You're probably working with the police department to make sure that there's plenty of safety out there to make sure that everybody who goes out does, especially kids, does so in a safe manner, right?
Yes, that's correct. And especially, children as well as drivers. There's kids, children running around to different houses and stuff. So pay attention when it's dark. And I believe the police department and fire station are usually open during Beggar's Night and encourage children to come and visit them as well at the stations.
And certainly parents will be advised to make sure that they stay with their kids as much as possible, to supervise them, make sure they aren't getting into dangerous situations, and make sure they wear costumes that don't obscure their vision, correct?
That's correct. Yep, we want to make sure that everyone has a safe and fun Halloween night.
And we shudder at the thought of this, but snow removal, that soon will become a concern. And what do residents, what do homeowners here need to know about city snow removal?
It'll start to fly probably before we know it. I guess a reminder of city sidewalks within 24 hours after snowfall that they are required to remove the snow from their sidewalks. And we encourage them not to push the snow from the driveways into the streets, it makes it difficult for the plows, and it's usually pushed right back into their driveways. So be cautious of that. And when a snow emergency goes into effect, the police department usually notifies residents. You can get notify me on our website, as well as they have a app that can text you when those snow routes go into effect. And we encourage at that time, then all parking on street parking needs to be moved.
Thanks to Heather Usry for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.